Log Talk Radio.
I'm so glad you made time to see me. How's life? Tell me, how's your family? I haven't seen them in a while. You've been good, busier than ever. With small talk, work in the weather. Your guard is up, and I know why. Because the last time.
Everyone, okay, I'm going to. Oh.
It's a special edition of Daytime After Dark, focusing on Leave on Love. We should always be together by now. The rating's 2.8. Some say 2.1. You know, just call in. The number to start with me, Carly, is 347-850-8721, and I will bring on my co-host, Terry. And for everyone in this album, welcome. This show is about what we can do more, get Layton back on our screen. You know, all the shit about Zaytam stuff, I'm sick of. I am sick of all the negativity. So for one night, let's leave the negative out of the window. Unless you want to tell me what a slut Sam is for doing the whole thing with Michael. Okay, so I'm bringing Terry on.
Okay. Hello.
Hello? Oh, yeah, hi. Yeah, no, I'm just going to respond to, yeah, okay, yeah. When I went to check the ratings, I don't know, I could be wrong, but I saw 2.1, but as Audrey said in chat room, 2.1 is better than a 1.5, so the ratings did spike up when Liz and Jason were on, so that's really good. You know, when I found that out, I was so happy, but now it's in the hands of General Hospital, so they could take it or
you know what?
It doesn't work.
But we are the fans that are not gonna. Oh, okay. I have a call. Hello. Is it Jamie? Hello. Five. Okay. 4-4 and 4-4-3. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, is it Jamie?
Hi, this is Jamie. How you doing, Carly?
Oh, I am so happy you called.
Good.
You know, we got a question. Terry and I have a question. I was somewhere on the ratings thing for this week. They got a 2.8. And then Terry read, they got a 2.1. And since I called you the ratings guy, did they get a 2.8 or a 2.1?
Well, first of all, I have to give credit where credit's due. The ratings guy is actually Toops from Soap Opera Network. He gets the ratings each week, and I just kind of give my little snarky interpretation of them from the Nielsens. I'm looking at the January 3rd through the 7th, 2011 ratings, and for you're wanting for General Hospital.
Yes.
They have a 2.0 in households, and they're at 1.2 in 18 to 49, and 0.7 in 18 to 34.
Wow.
So they lost quite a bit of total viewers. They went down 359,000, but the ratings have kind of been going up very high and then crashing very low. I'm sure it has something to do with the holiday season, and I'm sure the next cycle will also be impacted by the winter storm that, you know,
mm-hmm.
took over all of America. So,
and my other question for you is, why didn't we get that elevator scene? Why, it was kind of, you know, great seeing Jason carry Elizabeth to the elevator, but if they are going to show repeats, why can't it be like a cycle of them, like, you know, because the aftermath of the Metro Code was just as important as the, you know, whole Metro Code itself, I think. I could be wrong, but that's what I found. Like, they could have just gave us the whole elevator scene.
I think that when they pick those redos or whatever you call them, the re-airings, which is basically just a cost-saving thing that they're doing so that they don't have to pay the writers the minimum basic agreement that they paid them, that they were promised in the Writers Guild agreement. But I think that what they're doing with those, they're using them to kind of pimp the couples that Brian Franz wants pimped in the current. So they specifically pick episodes that, you know, highlight whichever couples they, you know, are trying to train you to like.
Trying, yeah, that's the key word, trying to make us like. Yeah.
Right.
And Audrey,
this is
fan 01. Yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you, Audrey.
No, that's Terry, but Audrey and this album. Let's hear what Jamie thinks about the This and Baby rumors. Yes. I want it because, I think it's very hypocritical if they go down this road. I mean, if, you know, she even gets the baby, you know. No, I mean, they have stated time and again, you can't get pregnant. Oh, it would be hard. So why even go down this road where they did the dang new crap for the last 2 years with Jason and Liz? Lucky is more dangerous than Jason at this moment. Not
Jason is not as dangerous as Jake as lucky as to Jake, my opinion.
You know, it's, you know, daytime is full of miracle pregnancies. It's almost like a given. If they ever tell someone they can't have children, then they're going to get pregnant on the soap. But with J-Sam, I don't know. You know, my opinion is that Brian Franz is the type of executive that really doesn't believe in organic chemistry and things like that. He will manufacture chemistry where there isn't. And so he was never a fan of the liaison pairing. I'm sure he wishes he could undo that. And so to, I guess, further cement J-Sam, he wants to give him a baby. I don't know. It's annoying.
I mean,
as a fan, it's annoying. It does happen in daytime all the time, so I don't think there's some conspiracy theory behind that, but, you know, it's frustrating
it's like
for the liaison fans, definitely.
It's like basically a slap in the face to the liaison fans all these years, basically. You know, kick us to the ground even further, you know?
Well, they keep messing with Jason's character with this type
uh-huh.
of thing because, you know, there's the whole... he can't be a father because he's a mobster. Well, he's basically been a surrogate father to Michael
yeah.
since Michael was born, and Sonny can have children out in the open. Why can't
mm-hmm.
Jason? And then what is the difference? If it's too dangerous for Jason to be a father to Jake, why will it be okay for him to be a father to Sam's child? So
yeah, and the thing is, with me, I'm, you know, in my opinion, they, you know, railroaded so many good couples back 2 years ago to pimp this couple so up our butts that it's not even funny anymore. I cannot stand the name Sam now because of this. Because I'm like, you know, I'm a big Bradford Anderson Spinelli fan. So she's even making me fast forward Sam and Spinelli scene, but I'm sorry, that really cuts in my knife in the back of my grandma. Moment. You know, this character came into this town in Con, and everyone's forgetting that. Everyone's forgetting what she did to Jake. And it makes me so mad. I just want Brenda to go up to her and just say something like, I don't know, say something witty. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not saying we are giving up on Liaison because we will never, but if you want to be smart, you know, I want Brenda or Carly to find out the truth, what Sam did to Jake.
Yeah, I think they've kind of let that beat go. From what I gather, when they wrote that storyline, Kelly Monaco was in contract negotiations, so they were preparing, basically preparing a way out if they had to write an exit. When they had Sam hurt Jake or, you know, hire the actors to pretend to be thugs and threaten Liz and her kids in the park. But it still happened. I mean, on screen, it's what we saw. And the Jason Morgan that I know that didn't forgive Robin for telling that Michael was AJ's son would never forgive someone for her trying to, you know, bring harm to his own child, let alone get back together with him. So they definitely put a nice chink in Jason's armor with,
yes.
you know, to facilitate this reunion. And my thing is, on soaps, couples go back and forth over and over again. I mean, I'm a big fan of The Bold and the Beautiful, and every couple
mm-hmm.
of years, Ridge goes back and forth between Brooke and Taylor. But you get the back and the forth. What I don't like about the Liaison J-Sam thing is that ABC Daytime totally disregards the Liaison fan base by
yeah.
totally removing Liz from Jason's orbit. You know,
uh-huh.
it's like, again, it's just like it's hard not to feel that this is a strategic effort to try to minimize that fan base and for Brian Franz to try to tell you who you're going to want. And that doesn't work. People, you know, actors have different chemistries. I'm not saying, because J-Sam definitely has a fan base. I'm not saying that it's like what's that couple on All My Children, Greenlee and Ryan, who he's trying to manufacture over there that no one likes. We do know that, trust me, I know that there are J-Sam fans out there because they love me, let me tell you. But it's a situation where why not capitalize on the fact that these two warring fan bases are both so vocal and give them both a little bit of what they want and have Jason go back and forth and at least have story with both women. But it's just like J-Sam got their coupling and Liaison got stuck with, you know, Liz being made a Scarlet Woman by having her sleep with Lucky's brother, which we all know the Liz that we've watched all these years, she would never have done something like that. That was such an out-of-character move for them to make with the Liz character, and it just tarnished her, and now she's stuck with another kid and, you know, further removed from Jason's universe.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that scene last Wednesday took me, I mean, the scene between Zeke and Zayton were one of the best scenes I've seen Steve Bouton do in a while. Steve Bouton can act with Laura White, with Kimberly, with Sunny, even a monkey he can act with. But in my opinion, no, I don't see this chemistry with this other fan base. You know, it's like, wait a moment. And when a couple
of I don't see it either. I mean, I don't see it. I mean, I know that they have fans, but no, I've never really seen, to me, from the very beginning, Sam was just dumped on Jason's doorstep. I mean, she was Sonny's mistress. Sonny wanted to get rid of her quietly so that he could go back to Carly. And it was just like, it's the most unromantic origin story of any couple I've ever heard of in daytime.
I know it is.
Your best friend doesn't want to be with his mistress anymore, so he dumps him off on you and says, here, take this off my hands. And to Brian Frog, that's romantic.
Yeah, 443, you are mail with us. Did you want to ask Zany or me a question?
Oh, it's Candace.
Oh, hi, Candace. You said you were calling. Yeah.
I did.
Thank you.
Hi,
totally appreciate.
Hello, everybody.
So yeah, Candace, you go. Say what you want to say. It's always good.
I was gonna say that I agree with you guys that, you know, on soaps there's every which way, you know, back and forth. I agree about the Bold and Beautiful, you know, with the whole Ridge Taylor Brooks thing. It always goes back to it. On General Hospital, I'm not going to lie right now. We're going to be honest. I was a Liz and Lucky fan. Keyword was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And the thing was, I grew up with that couple. But then when they paired Liz and Jason up, it was a grown-up storyline.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of, okay, this is Elizabeth Weber as an adult in an adult situation with a guy who many consider too dangerous, besides Sonny. And you really never saw a connection with Jason and another female. I mean, besides Robin, you know, that was a good story as well. But there was something special, and there's something still is special with Liz and Jason. They have a kid together. Okay, you know, that's a bond that cannot be broken. And with the Jason and Sam relationship, which I have friends who are Jason and Sam fans, so hopefully they won't kill me. But I see how Brian Franz is trying to weave, and this is just my opinion, trying to weave the magic that Liz and Jason had with the Jason and Sam relationship. Now, by that, I mean Jason and Sam are having the magical moment that Liz and Jason should have had. You know, they should have worked out their problems. They should have been able to, you know, forgive each other. They should have, you know, Liz accepted Jason for who he was. And then, you know, Jason took a back step and realized, well, I can't do this. For the safety of her and whatever they had, he put that on the shelf. But now it's like, all right, with Sam, it's like, all right, you accept me for who I am. I accept you for who you are. You know, let's be in this together. And now they're going to have, they're, you know, there's going to be a baby on board or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I'm like, wait a minute. How come they didn't do that with Liz? Like, I don't get it. Like, so.
And, yeah, I agree with you. And my thing is, when you say Liz cannot be in Jason's life, it's too dangerous. Wait a moment. Who is everyone in that town since that's who Liz should be together? No one has called Lucky out on his set. Oh, you can try and be a Western spy person. But I can be with Savon. Nicholas can be with Brooklyn. But Liz cannot be with the one. See, one, because it's so dangerous. Okay, who gives a handout who's dangerous? Oh, not on this show. I mean, okay. Yes, he's in the mob. I get that. But wait a moment. You know, all you guys need is a bulletproof house, Max and Milo to protect the kids, and I don't see any problem. I mean, it makes me mad that, Oh, Sam can't handle the life. No, wait a moment. Sam cannot handle the life. You know, remember, people, she did get shot because Manny went after her. Come on, people. Sam and Lucky brought
that
in the
That was
Russian.
The love of Sam's life, Manny Ruiz. I've always said that's who they should have paired her with. That's the only man I've ever thought you had chemistry with on there was Manny Ruiz.
Me too.
I always thought Greg Vaughn's Lucky and Sam, they were hot, especially the hot tub scene. That was just, wow.
I think the CDC should have confiscated that hot tub after all the showing out she did in it.
You know what? You know what? I might actually watch that just to see Greg Vaughn. I'm just going to put it out there. Greg Vaughn needs to come back to daytime television or at least do an HBO show or show.
Well, you know,
show.
Greg Vaughn is, I think he booked, booked a primetime.
90210, wasn't it, Jamie?
He did 90210.
Wasn't it
90210? Yeah.
Yeah, but recently he's, I think he's going to be on a show. Don't get me to. No, let me check. Let me go to daytimeconfidential.com and find out. I think he did book some work recently, though, that was a recurring gig. But, yeah, Greg Vaughn was a good Lucky. I was and still am very happy that Jonathan came back. That was my Lucky.
I have mixed feelings about that.
Yeah, you know, he's my Lucky. I mean, Jonathan Jackson, I broke that story, so that's near and dear to my heart. And I was a huge Lucky and Liz fan the first time around. But as Candace smartly pointed out, I mean, that was a teen love story, and it was great, and I have great memories of that. But Jason made Liz a woman.
Yeah, true.
It is what it is. I mean, and the fact that Jonathan, you know, has not aged a bit in all these years and, you know, is still very boyish in his look, you know, it we've seen Liz, you know, with a man now, you know. It's what we
have. Exactly.
Greg Vaughn was cast in ABC Family Soap Pilot. He's going to be... ABC Family, yeah, they're doing this pilot called What Would Jane Do? Deadline Hollywood broke that story. So, yeah, he got cast in a pilot. So cross your fingers, he might be on ABC Family.
Well, I mean, I think that's great.
What's that?
I want him on Showtime so he can be nude. I said I still want him to be on, like, Showtime so he can be nude. Like,
yeah, I know.
100% nude, or just, you know, shirtless in a pair of, you know, Calvin Klein boxers, preferably black.
You want him on Cinemax. You want him on one of those Zayn shows.
I didn't say it. I just
go
know,
on Trip
like
One. Go
you
on
know,
Trip One or something. Maybe he should be a vampire
on
True Blood or something.
That show.
Well, yeah, everybody gets naked on True Blood, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But you know what, guys? One thing I would encourage you to do is put your money where your mouth is and write in. Now, that's one thing, like, that I don't know if soap fans are doing much of anymore. But write ABC, write and let them know what you really want to see, because that doesn't really, you know, maybe they still listen, who knows. But, you know, and politely, you know, write in, write to, you know, Brian Franz, to Bob Guza, to Jill Farron Phelps, call into the viewer comment line, And just let them know that you want your liaison and that you want to see a good story for Elizabeth and not see her, you know, stuck in this sad triangle between two brothers and that both have new women and, you know,
mm-hmm.
having a baby every 6 months. I mean, that you want more for Liz, because that's the thing. Brian Franz values who he values on each show. And it's rarely ever who the audience values. And it's not just a GH thing. It's the same way with All My Children, you know. Yeah, he never put any value on. He never valued Eden Regal the way that he should have valued her on All My Children.
Mm-hmm, I agree with you.
Yeah, the ratings spiked when she came back. Yeah, Rebecca Budig gets the red carpet, and basically the show
mm-hmm.
moved out west for her. And it's like, she's popular, but he overestimates the popularity of these stars because they cross over and can get into Us Weekly, with his help, because he facilitates their roles on these Dancing with the Stars and these other projects. So then he tries to continue to pimp and promote them. And I'm sorry, but I just think his instincts are not what they used to be, because he's already lost SoapNet, and no one is buying
mm-hmm.
into the couples he's trying to push on his
mm-hmm.
ABC soaps. So it's my thing is, with when are people going to stop, you know, allowing Brian Franz to micromanage these three soap
exactly.
operas into the ground?
And my other question to me was, I will never understand is, like you say, he's micromanaging all these things, and, you know, he doesn't know what, you know, looks, I mean, not looks, but he doesn't know what the fans want. And
no.
if you have a show like Why and All, they actually listen to the fans. I mean,
oh, not much.
Well,
oh, really?
Some people, young wrestlers, listen to some fans. I'm not going to,
yeah.
you know, call anybody out, but I'm just saying a certain person shouldn't have been fired. But,
okay, wait, who got fired? Who got fired?
I just want to quote unquote that, like, okay, this is Candace's, you know, opinion. This is going to be
yes.
my rant of the day. My thing is, okay, I'm a true believer that soaps, the writers, producers should listen to the fans, because the fans know the freaking history of the shows.
Yep, exactly, Candace.
They also should know that when you develop a character that has ties to long-running characters, they should not
mm-hmm.
be placed in a storyline that starts out to be really good, then it gets into that middle, and then you are in the
yep.
corner.
Yep.
I love the character on Younger Restless. I'm going to say this. Everybody knows this. I love Chance. I had love Chance on Younger
oh
Restless.
Oh, my God.
Like,
okay, that was wrong.
That was wrong what they did to him. Oh, my God.
They
yes.
I'm not going to put like, I
oh,
love
you guys, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Candace, I want to get you into, but we have two more callers. So, Candace, hold on you to your rant, because I love when you rant, because I don't have to sound like a crazy person and rant. Okay. 240, area, okay. Hello, you're on the air with us. What's your name?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air with us.
It's just me. I'm calling because I was on my cell phone and my battery went low, so I'm calling on my house phone right now.
Okay. Candace, please get back to your little band because
okay.
Yeah, it
okay.
was really good.
Okay, with the character Chance, his character, when they first announced that Chance was coming back, I think everybody had high expectations. Especially with the storyline that was unfolding, you know, like Philip came back from the dead, he revealed he was gay. How would this affect his child, you know, who never really met him? And when the character came on, it was like, it was really good, and it was like, all right, he's just coming back from, you know, serving the country. He just found out that his father is alive and gay. How in the world, and I'm still trying to puzzle, I would have reacted different. As a writer, I would have wrote that character, you know, angry, furious, you know, taking the like, really not wanting to deal with his father, not even wanting to know him, like, have some anger issues build up inside, you know. And, you know, with the whole Chloe storyline, I did like because they had chemistry, 10 hit ABC chemistry.
Yeah.
Might want to look that word up. but then it was like, as each episode came, it was like they didn't know what to do with him. So what did they do? Put him into a situation in a triangle that really didn't make sense. I love Eden Ray to death. I don't find her to be sexy to a point that she could seduce a guy like that. And that whole pairing was like, where did it come from?
Well,
yes,
I have
like,
to defend Eden because I see that a lot out there, or you know, on our board. But the thing of it is, sexy is so subjective. Eden Regal and Vail Bloom are physically dissimilar, but I definitely think she's sexy. I think that this was such a plot-driven storyline, and chemistry was not even taken into the equation. And that's the thing with the current state of The Young and the Restless. It is a very plot-driven show now, and it never was before. And and the head writer is a big fan of old movies, which she has mentioned several times in interviews. And she basically just tries to fit her characters around these old movie plots that she stays up late at night and gets inspired by, as opposed to writing from character and history. You know, she plopped Eden, you know, in the middle of this plot-driven triangle between Chance and Chloe and a convoluted story that none of them were able to sell. They all did Herculean efforts, but I'm a big fan of complicated plots. I mean, I read Jackie Collins novels, for God's sake, the ones that span, like, generations. And I, to this day, cannot, if you ask me to write a Cliff Note version of that drug cop debacle back from the dead, it seems like the same story now. Like, when Chance came back, wasn't he sick? Or Nina thought he was sick, and now this kid is sick. And I'm just like, it's like the other side of the show with the Newmans and Abbotts is watchable. Because you can tell that's where Maria, you know, that's where she's putting her love and care. But the Chancellors and the Winters, she doesn't care about those characters, and it shows. I mean, she's giving them these just horrible stories, these plot-driven. You know, Cricket Blair left to go work for some Australian law firm, and now she's, like, with the Justice Department sneaking around with all this – Y&R was never a legal show. You know, they had lawyers, but the lawyers were pretty much there to, you know, steal custody of Phyllis's baby or help, you know, mm-hmm. Jabot or Newman. But now it's
help
just
Victor.
It's this bad episode of The Good Wife, that, like, a rejected script that Maria tried to send in to The Good Wife or something. It's just, I hate these legal stories. They make no sense. And, you know, Trisha Cass just mm-hmm. carries the weight of them on her very capable shoulders. And I think Eden is doing a Herculean job in trying to sell this. I mean, Annabelle Bloom was no great thespian. That's the thing that kind of gets me. It's like, oh, my God, Annabelle Bloom was amazing as Heather. When she was on, everyone was dogging her. And, you know, I just feel bad for Eden because I know what she can do. I saw it on All My Children, and I think
right.
she's definitely in it to win it. She's, you know, working her butt off trying to sell this, but she keeps getting one plot-driven story after another.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's got a mother out there. She's got, you know, her character has a mother. She has uncles, a grandmother, a little brother out there by Eva Longoria. There's so much history.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, they need to bring him back. That boy.
Yeah,
that
you know, there could be so
back.
Much story if he came back as a little bad seed brother. But none of that. There's no history, or they're not writing from character. They're writing from plot. I mean, it's all plot, 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 plot. Ever since she's joined the show, she's been in one cockamamie plot after another. And it's like, how can you establish a character? Doug Marlin had, you know, his rules talked about new characters and
mm-hmm.
recasts and how you have to play them, you know, once or twice a week till the audience gets used to them. You have to tie them to Corvus. They did none
mm-hmm.
of that. They dumped her in the middle of a plot-driven story and said, go. And you know, here we are. I mean, it's Eden has, you know, suffered from that, in my opinion, with fans attacking her. There was also a lot of fans that felt the same way with the actor who played Chance. He had to deal with a lot of that scorn from people who loved him as Coop, but then were like,
yes.
what's going on? But, I mean, they wrote him as a, you know, a disconnected virgin who had no emotions about his father coming back from the dead and saying he was gay. It's like the writers don't know what they're doing
mm-hmm.
with those storylines, at least. I think that, you know, anything involving Sharon, Adam, Nick, Phyllis, Victor, Nikki,
oh,
you know,
God.
they pay close attention to those stories, but their B and C stories they don't give a poot about, and it shows. I mean, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad. It's really sad, but it's the honest to God truth. And coming from a soap fan, like on a level of, I grew up watching these shows. Like I can.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I feel like if the writers want me to be like a consultant,
mm-hmm.
I could help them. Like I may be under the age of 30, but I remember the shows. I remember the storylines. And to me, and this goes for any also, it's like, all right, you're trying to mess with the fans' memory. Like, really? Like, we know about this. We know
mm-hmm.
how this played out. We know how it is going to play out. Like, with the whole Chance, Chloe, Heather thing, I'm probably the only one who felt this way, but I felt like it was they were trying to set up a triangle like they did back in the 80s with Scylla, Nina, and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was like, all right, then you kind of thought, well, two women, he slept with both of them. One of them's going to have to be knocked up. So, you know, like, okay, recycle the storyline from the 80s to this storyline that, oh, the baby daddy is this, or is quote unquote dad, come back years later when the son needs a blood transfusion or the daughter. And you have this
mm-hmm.
story that you need to like, talk about with new writers, but I don't know. It just is frustrating as a fan to see them bringing on characters who have such good potential, like to, you know, for the next generation, or and they just fail. It's really sad. I mean, I don't know, but
I I agree with you wholeheartedly, Candace, on what you were saying. And, Jamie, you watch all the soaps, right? You watch all six of them. Okay. My two crap made the thing. One of my Philip, John and Natalie, I love them. I feel in love with them. And with everything going on with Marty, it makes me want to say, Marty, goodbye, go somewhere. Go, like, in a cave. Oh, accidentally fall in a cave and no one can find you for a couple of weeks. So, a month or forever. And what did you think of the baby story? I mean, I don't know if we want to call it a baby storyline or opportunity twist or whatever, but, you know, they missed the boat on the Rex and Bo father-son relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, to have Rex to be Clint is like, oh, you know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth because I cannot stand Clint.
I got to defend them on that, too, because I don't like things that are wrapped up in a neat bow. Like, one of the things that I loved about As the World Turns was that they let Margot have a baby by Hal, you know, while she was married to Tom, because that's messy and that's real life. I think that Rex and Bo's love for each other works better in the fact that they're not father and son. Had we found out that they were magically father and son, it would have felt too much like Days of Our Lives for me, because Days does that. They always wrap things up in a nice bow, and, you know, like with Hope finding out that she was that Zach was really Bo's instead of John's, when they rewrote that to basically say that she slept with Bo when he thought he was a mime. It was so ridiculous. But it's like, I think that one of the things that One Life to Live shows with that whole Natalie Rex thing is that family is not always about biology. To me, Roxy is just as much Natalie's mother as Vicky is, because she raised her and she loves her. And Bo and Rex will always be like father and son, no matter who his biological father is. And, you know, I'm okay with that. I mean, Rex's paternity kind of got to be the gift that kept on giving, and that it took them so long.
Yeah, it's like almost a joke that, you know, kept on giving.
I'm Rex's father, I mean.
I know. And, by the way, Audrey, Audrey in the room, this wants me to tell you that she loves Todd and Taya. I mean, we are big fans of Todd and Taya here. I love Taya and Todd. I think they should just let them be happy for a while and not always messing with them. I mean, you have to mess with them a little, but not to the point that, you know, she ends up dead again or he's locked in a ravine. Just let them be a little happy for, like, a moment.
I don't want Todd happy with Taya at all, because he belongs with my Blair Kramer.
Okay, so I don't want any feuds tonight.
Candace is in the middle. Candace likes Todd and Taya, but also Candace likes Todd and Blair. But I just want Todd to be happy, period.
Exactly.
I want Todd to be happy for a year. Mm-hmm. I don't want 6 months. I want a whole year to go by him. Sorry, everybody's happy.
But now let me ask you something. Do you really want to watch a happy soap opera?
You know what? I need some sanity on my soaps.
The day everybody, you know when everybody's happy on a soap opera, the final episode. That's the only day when. I know the actors are probably happy that they didn't have to change in those bushes anymore. But
hey.
I'm
wait a minute, as a true As the World Turns John Light fan here,
I am definitely a fan. I am, but, you know, the state that PNG let those shows get into before they went off the air was just embarrassing. I mean,
I just don't want to comment on that. Can we can we talk about something else? Because this is going to be a sore subject. We're going to have to dedicate, y'all, Carly, we're going to have to dedicate a whole two-hour show to Jamie's frustration with how guy-like basketball terms wrapped up.
Well, look, I'll come back in a few months and we can do that.
Jamie, that's what I was going to ask you. Is there any way you could do, like, a February sweep show with me? Because, you know, I like you take some things and stuff. Like,
yeah,
I love you
definitely.
Take...
I will, I'm a million different places, but you do your show on Saturday nights.
Yeah, I think I found my nine, you guys.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad to do it. I had a good time. And and you just caught me because I just got back from having margaritas and fajitas, and there was this old drunk woman.
Oh, my God, I could go for them.
Oh, let me tell you, there was this drunk woman at the restaurant, just as drunk as all the world, and she was calling up her daughter's baby daddy, I suppose, and just yelling and cussing at him about her grandbaby. You don't treat my grandbaby that way. I'm his grandmama. She had platinum blonde hair, and she was so drunk she could barely stand up. So she's getting ready. It was my own little soap opera. She's getting ready to go out and get in a car and drive, and I politely called 911 because I didn't want her out on the road mowing somebody down in this ice. So, lady, if you're listening, I'm the one who called the police on you because you were drunk. You didn't need to be
there. I was mad because of the football game. I don't know
what she was mad about, but she was yelling and cussing, and it was, you know, mariachi music playing, and I had to get out of there. But anyway, Carly, I have had a blast.
Call in again. Call in after you have like three margaritas or like four, and maybe all of us will get drunk because.
Let's do it. Hey, I stay drunk on the DC podcast, so there you go. And y'all can check me out at daytimeconfidential.zaptuit.com. I got a plug behind me.
Well, yeah, of course. Plug away.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Jamie. Call back in.
I will.
I'll talk to you on Twitter.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, Candace, you are here.
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay, I did not catch the 443 person or the 248. Who are you? It's you, me, Candace, Terry, and I don't know the third person. They haven't talked
Hello?
To us. Yes.
Hey, yeah, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. So what can we help you?
Well, I was just listening at first. I mean, as you know, I'm a Jason and Liz fan. But at this point,
God, Mike, I love you just for that. Mike, I love you because you are a guy and you're saying you're a Jason and Liz fan. So, yeah.
There's a huge population for guys. The guys are huge. There's a lot of guys in the liaison world, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they ever get guys calling in on my show, and I love it. And so, Mike, did you see the scene last week with Jason and Jake? I had to close my eyes when Sam was on, but I had to close my right eye because that was just easier dealing with that. But how did you like it?
I thought it was a good thing. I mean, at first I was a little bothered with the, you know, Liz putting Jake in family.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
That's the only way we'll be able to get a liaison interaction these days. But
I guess so. I know she put him into the arms of a kidnapper, if you think about
it,
you know?
I mean, the way they're whitewashing town is just ridiculous.
I know.
So I was just worried about, you know, Liz's character. Like, I'm a liaison fan, but at this point I'm just worried about Liz right now.
Yeah.
They're, like, doing,
you
like,
know
a trash job on her.
I think I am too, because the way mm-hmm. what I understand today, they really trashed Liz, and or something. I don't watch it right now. I haven't been watching for a couple of days, but I understand that Brooklyn came to visit Lucky or whatever,
yeah,
and they
exactly
were trashing
the
Liz, like she wants money and she's doing it for money. But Liz never in the past never did anything for money.
Isn't it crazy
take care
thing
of herself.
Was when
she doesn't anybody
Lucky
else
and Nick were
money.
Talking about it.
Yeah, was I don't know.
They were
does anybody in chat room watch the
like,
show at all? I don't know. I didn't watch it, but
yeah, I saw it. Well, I saw some clips last week, and it was just like crazy that Nicholas and Lucky were even discussing it as if they believe it's true. Because Lucky had asked Nick, "Do you believe Brooke?" And he said, "Maybe." And I'm like, "What?" I mean, I don't know. I guess they're making Liz seem like the gold digging slut that's jealous.
I know.
And I'm like, this doesn't even make sense. Like, why are they doing it? But, so, I don't know how far they're going to go with that, or what.
If that's what, if they do really crappy with Liz, they totally lost me as a viewer. Because, like, Liz, before she was even with Jason, I loved Liz. And if they totally trash her to the point of no return, I'm not going to watch the show anymore.
Right.
You know,
I just think it's crazy how like they're calling her out on all the stuff that
I know
that she did that everybody else around town has done and worse. So it's
exactly.
Why is Liz getting paid?
What is you know, put a list of what Sam has done and a list of what Liz has done, and no comparison.
Right.
Sam
like,
should
Liz
be in jail for the stuff
the
that
suffered.
She has done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
And all Liz did was sleep with Nick. And what is Lucky? He slept with her sister. He slept with Maxie. He slept with Sam. Liz has only slept with what? Xander? Rick.
Xander, Rick.
Rick.
Jason.
Yeah. And Lucky again or whatever or I don't know and Nick. But there's no comparison to the stuff. Yeah, there's no comparison to what the little things Liz has done. You know, that's forgivable stuff, you know, so.
It's just, like, crazy to me that she has to walk around and suffer. I don't understand
especially
that.
When she got,
you know,
especially in the hospital, when Lulu of all people, came to that hospital and just told her off in the hospital, humiliated Liz like that. I was like, listen, Lulu, look who's talking. You're a hypocrite by saying all that stuff to her. Same thing with Lucky.
I was a Lulu fan up until then.
Yeah, Lulu was just calling her in the hospital, all this stuff, was when she found out what happened and that she slept with Nick. And I'm sitting there thinking, Lulu, you slept with a Georgie's husband, Dylan, and got pregnant by him too, or whatever, you know? So you're to talk, you know?
Yeah.
But you know what's the funny thing about that whole storyline? And like I just said, everybody, Nicholas, Liz, and Luckily all have something in common. They all slept with each other's sisters.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yes.
So,
they
you
did.
Know, like, you know, Nicholas slept with Emily and Rebecca. They became twin sisters. Don't get me started on that. Lucky with Sarah and Elizabeth with Nicholas and Lucky. I mean, really? Let's all go that route. But no, well, it was funny because I think earlier you guys said that the whole Nicholas thing was out of character for Elizabeth. And the funny thing is, and I don't know if there was a lot of people that knew this, but there was a small Liz and Nick fan base around when Colton Scott came on the show. And there was a scene where it was Elizabeth's birthday and Nicholas got all caught up in the moment and kissed her. And, but no, they didn't. but it was just like there was a little small fan base. So now, you know, with Tyler coming, came back to the show, everybody was kind of hoping that they would go that route, sort of a pay homage to how Laura was, you know, stuck between a Castodon and a Spencer. But with this storyline, with this crazy storyline, really, I felt so bad for Elizabeth. Like, I really wanted to be, I want to be on a show, on that show, so I can be the one that gives hugs to everybody. Like, sorry, you're no worse than Carly. Like, you're no worse than her. You know, just be like, give her hugs. But you guys are right. I don't know what the heck the writers are smoking, because they're writing Elizabeth like out of character. I'm still waiting for the episode when she sits Cameron down and talks to him about Xander, but you know that's not going to happen.
Right.
I want an episode where somebody pays attention to, I guess, the history. Like I was saying earlier.
That's the main thing. They don't pay attention to history.
Forgetting that we, what,
no,
that
they
we
don't.
Know about the history. And
right.
As far as the whole Jake thing goes, I just want closure. I want Jason to be able to be with Jake. Because
yeah.
It's like, all right, Jason, you see what happens when the father's not around their kid. Henceforth, Michael.
Yep.
Like, I would look at Michael as a prime example. I know he does look at Michael as like, okay, this is why I can't be Jake's father. Because
mm-hmm.
he might turn out to be like Michael. But at the same time, Jason and Alan's relationship wasn't all that great. It was to a point.
Yep.
But it wasn't that great. So I'm thinking that the writers, and this would be a good character growth for Jason, to like, yes, I protect Jake because I don't want him to be like Michael. However, I do want a bond with him. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right, yeah.
Not like they don't have to be all buddy-buddy because Jason has, you know, he gave up his rights or whatever
mm-hmm.
to Lucky. But still be an influence in Jake's
mm-hmm.
life. And not when it's a medical emergency or a crisis where, oh, my God, you know, Jake almost died. Oh, my God. Oh my, like, give me a moment, you know, play the sappy music and that's it. You see one day with Jake and Jason and that's it. Like, really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, I want a real storyline, like, show how Jason feels about this. Like, really have him sit down. It could be either with Sam. It could be with Elizabeth. It could be with Monica.
Right.
And have him, like, look, this is how I feel about it. And if they're, like I said, if Jason and Sam are going to have a kid, baby on board, whatever, he needs to sit down with somebody and talk about it and not be like, okay, another child that I want, but I know that my life is so dangerous. Oh, it's so out of da-da-da-da. I just,
my
me
thing,
personally, that would be an incredible growth in that character of Jason Morgan, and it would be
right.
good material for Steve Burton.
My whole thing is that with this whole J-Sound baby, like, if this does happen, it'll kind of have to work in our favor because they're going to have to bring up Liz and Jake. Cause
they will.
You can't be that blatantly
mm-hmm.
not fair. Like,
you
can be around Sam and a baby, but that's the main reason why he put away Liz and Jake. So they're going to have to like bring that up. They can't avoid it.
They cannot avoid it. Maybe that's why they put that scene in there with Liz and Jason. Maybe that's the beginning of this bunch
yeah,
of
Yeah, and you know what?
Crap.
Like, Am I hard? Do I think Zaytam will actually, is this baby going to come to light? No, I don't. You know? I mean, I would never wish ill on anything, but if he miscarried or accidentally died in birth, I'm sorry. If I get hate mail tomorrow, I don't care. If he died in birth, I would be okay with it because this woman came in a con woman. It's like, okay, let's forget all Sam's sins, but when you throw Liz and Carly's sins daily, look what Carly did. Look what Liz did. Liz or Carly had never kidnapped a child. You know, Liz and Carly had not set someone up so bad to watch the kid get kidnapped and hire the goons to do it. But no, we are supposed to...
Somebody in chat room said that Donnie and Liz...
Ooh.
There's a rumor that Donnie and Liz will be an item. Well...
Oh.
Yes.
Donnie and Liz? There's a
Johnny.
Rumor that Donnie and Liz will be an item.
Well, you know what, you guys, I will say here first,
okay,
I believe
Liz. Okay. If that can, like,
like, that could be in our favor kind of, too, if you think about it, because Donnie's in the part of the mob, you know? And,
yeah, and you know what?
And Jason, but
you know,
Jason to get involved, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, the thing is, I believe...
Oh, yeah, there we go. Recycle the Jason and Liz. Well, I don't know about that.
You know
that,
what?
But.
You know what? I feel like Zon is coming. Everyone wants to sit me down. Go ahead. But... You know, they need to rebuild this friendship up. You know, on every other soap, we see divorced parents. Parents and men are not together anymore, but they have scenes with their kids. Okay? That Jason is not dangerous to Zeke. Lucky is. Lucky and Sam are the ones that brought in the fucking lesson. So... Why don't we call a spade and blame Lucky and Sam? I do. I blame.
But, okay. So, I know, like, we're not hoping for a Jason baby, of course. But my thing is, I don't think that they will revisit this territory if this is not going to happen. Because it's almost cruel. Like, and I'm not even at all trying to fight for Sam's case. But it's
yeah.
almost cruel for them to bring this up again just for her not to have a baby again. So it is kind of repetitive and redundant. So I think that
on the other side of the coin, though, it's cruel for them to even consider going their period because for us, I mean, we've had to have been tortured for 2 years for danger crap. So when in the article it said that Steve had hinted at that it's going to be controversial. So
yeah, that's what
mean,
I'm worried about. That's what I want to know. Like, what's the controversy? Like, what's
yeah,
the
controversy.
You know what? Okay, you know what? I think I... Oh, Candace, were you going to say something? Terry, were you going to say something?
No, I was just saying, does he mean controversial for the fan bases? Or is it... A story, is it the story that's controversial? Well, either way, the story is controversial either way you think about it. Nobody's going to be happy probably either way because he said that one fan base is going
to
be... One fan base is going to
not
like...
Okay, I figured out what could be fucking controversial. Okay, she steals his spoon. Oh, she rapes him again. Oh, something like that. That would be controversial. He does not want to have another kid. If it wasn't safe with Liz, how can it be safe with, you know, Sam? No, it's for them to do it, you know, it just makes me mad.
I thought Johnny, they were hinting that they were going to put Johnny and Lisa together. Or no, am I mistaken? Were they thinking about that?
I think they were doing the Kim test.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't like Lisa. She needs to die right now.
They need to die. Yeah, you know.
I actually don't mind her. I just don't like her.
I don't mind. I just don't like the way that she, they're making it like Robin. She is a strong character, and they're writing Robin all crazy, too. You know, making Lisa is, like, always getting an upper hand with
mm-hmm.
Robin, and I don't like that the way they're writing Robin. I love Robin. I've always loved Robin, and I just don't like this either. It's just pathetic, man. This show is pathetic.
Yeah. Always sad, though. Like, I always thought Patrick and Liz had chemistry.
Oh, you thought so? Well, you know, I actually couldn't mind seeing that either, Liz and Patrick thing, even though I like Scrubs, but the way they're writing for
them,
like and
Robin
I'll take
and
anything,
friends.
You know?
Yeah. I like Robin and Liz as friends. I don't want that to mess up, but I'm just saying,
yeah.
If something were to happen, and if it's somehow okay, then I wouldn't mind them being together.
And well, wasn't there like a fantasy scene with Liz and Patrick? I think there was, huh? When he was fantasizing about all the women, like Carly and Emily and Liz.
They were all fantasizing about each other. Yeah.
Oh, somebody said in chat room that you see Sam stealing Liz's eggs for the storyline years ago with Jax. Oh yeah, Court Ho to have a baby. Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe all this
thing with the Liz with the money thing, is that, is there going to be another surrogate storyline? Maybe that's what it is, huh?
I mean, I guess so, but it's like, I don't know, it's just too redundant. And Liz already has, like, three, she just had a baby, like, last year.
I know. Well, yeah.
So you're going to be carrying another baby? It's like, I don't know.
Poor
like,
Liz.
The baby storyline for a while.
The DeSantis would have a real field day saying, see, she's a baby maker for sure, you know?
You know what? You know, and that's what another thing I'm giving out. Carly has three kids. Alexis, Sam's mother, has three kids. Sam's mother, Alexis, has fathered by all three different men. But do we ever hear people call Alexis a slut or Alexis a bad person?
Because they Sam hates Liz for
being a slut. You know what? I know. It's just funny how the DeSantis fans, when I go into these ABC, especially ABC message board, you can't talk about Sam and Jason. They can't talk about Sam and Jason without bringing Liz into the equation.
Yeah,
even
right,
if it's
exactly.
positive. You know, every time I go in there, I start laughing, especially the ASF person that's on there. She drives me absolutely nuts. You know,
right.
And it's like, it's like, okay, come on. Can't you have a pause? I'm sitting there thinking, can't you have a positive moment for your couple? At least you have them. At least you
right.
should just enjoy them while you can. And don't bring Liz in the equation. She hasn't been, well, especially now since they've had that scene together with Jason and all them. Now they're, like, really liking
you know
Jason now with
you
Jason.
You know what? No, I think.
Now they're calling them Jasake. Now they're calling Sam, Jason, and Jake Jasake. There's a thread in one of the message boards, Jasake, and I'm
yeah.
like, how dare they? How dare they do that? That
they're
is not even Jason. I know. How dare they? Oh, my God.
It's childish, but, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, it's like we're just the fans. We don't count, I guess, huh?
Right. Because, well, they want that baby because they know that'll be the only way. For it to be
really,
justified
you know what?
For Sam
okay.
to have a baby.
If they go there with the story for them with the baby, where can they really go? They can't go any further with that couple, Sam and Jason. Even Richard said on his podcast one day that the fans are going to get what they want with the baby, but they should not want that because that'd be the end of that couple. There's nowhere
right.
that they can go with it, really. You know, they've already had their adventures for the past 2 years. Now they're going to have them domesticated. Where can they go? So like you
okay,
said,
so
it might work in our
this.
Favor. It could work in our favor, you know.
Yeah.
What can happen is you could go to Liz, you know. So that's where they can go. End that couple and start Jason and Liz over again. But
right.
I don't want them, to throw Liz and Jason together. I want them to start out how they started in the beginning, you know. When
oh, come on. I think we need a little eye sex back.
Oh, yeah.
Little,
include the eye sex.
You know, come on.
They've always had that eye sex together. And Jason's a different person when he's with Liz. And he's a one-dimensional person right now. And that's kind of sad, especially for Steve Burton, the actor. You know, when he's with Robin, when he's with Kimberly McCauley, when he's with Rebecca, when he's with Eva Marie, with Carly, his acting chops come
even
in.
With the monkey.
No, oh, yeah, even with the monkey. Yeah. He's got more chemistry with the monkey than he does with Sam McCall. That's for sure.
So I can see Sam having her baby, unfortunately, but I just don't see
I don't
as being
well,
great.
I just don't want to hear. I just don't want to see them go through the pregnancy. We're gonna be fast forwarding. I don't want to see him go through a pregnancy with this woman. He couldn't go
right.
through it with Liz, and yet they're gonna make him go through one with this person.
Well, they're
gonna
have to bring it up. So
I know.
They're gonna have to bring it up. But you know what? I'm sorry. But I think something's going to come into play with Jason head injury, a blood clot, tumor, or whatever. Because, okay, I still want someone to fall, have a building fall on top of them and survive it. And then, you know, get raped after that by Sam. No, I myself No, I don't see a baby. I don't see a baby coming. I see a miscarriage coming, or a stillbirth coming, or whatever. I see that because, you know, Audrey goes, fans real loud. They say I'm too happy. He won't let lays on him. But hopefully this support, so we'll surprise me. You know what? This couple, this baby thing does happen. They are done. They are finished. This couple cannot.
I was just saying that I'm interested in what's the controversy because Steve Burton seems so, like, excited or I don't know.
Well, the thing is that Steve, he's got to be careful now with the things that he says because he said.
Yes, he does.
Becky and him said something in a magazine that got them in trouble and everything. But and when I hear what he said, when people ask him, talk to him on Twitter, he's very cryptic at what he says. He can't really say anything. Yeah. But I, yeah.
Like he spilled how he had scenes with Becky like last month.
I guess I could see. I guess we just have to see what's going to happen. And, you know, Steve's gonna, he's got to say what he has to say. He can't really give it.
You know what?
Recently asked him about any good things coming up for Jasam. And he's like, he couldn't really say anything. He goes, no, but just, but it's going to be good or something. He said he couldn't really give anything. So he had this, because they're asking specifically, I guess. And he said, no, but just it'll be good or whatever. So he could have, I could have put it both ways, good for storyline reasons, or it could have been good for liaison or Jasam. It could have been, it could have been, you know, anything. He could have meant it in any way, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that a lot of people don't get. Well, if Steve's excitement has to do with Layla, yeah, that's what I think.
That's what I know.
What he said it could be good for some people, bad for some people. You know, and Steve prayed the death of employee when talking about the lame, but he guessed it when he talks about Becky. So I'm sorry, I think there's more to this, and I think everyone just needs to take a deep breath and, you know, not come up with all these theories and all these, you know, unpositive things because I think.
Carly, can you really blame people for getting kind of.
No, I do not. I do not blame people.
Because we have been pushed. We have been, you know, this pushed, or not pushed, but this has been happening for 10 years now. They just, this thing with Liz and Jason, they put them together, tear them apart. You know, this push and pull with this couple. And,
okay.
And then when they finally get together, we're all happy, and then they got to throw them under the bus, you know. And it's like, okay, come on, how much of this can we really take?
Open.
You know? And I'm kind of glad I took that. Huh?
That's what I was just saying. I want them to be out in the open. Like,
yeah.
Like
I mean,
secret. All of that, like,
yeah,
why not?
I mean,
well, yeah, I agree with you on that, but in the same way as, you know, this fan base has, like, you know, been around, and we are not going anywhere, and, you know, we had a drought in 2000,
and that's
we had two droughts.
I stopped watching.
They came back. We came back. You know what? We came back, you know, I'm sorry, but this other pairing, you know, yeah, we've been screwed over many times. The trust is something V8 no longer deserve. Okay, yeah, I understand that, they don't deserve it.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I think we just need to believe that we are finally maybe going to get something good. And, you know, with everyone, you know, with all these stupid websites, you know, daytime discs, ABC,
it's
Soaps and Deaths.
It's my favorite one, it seems like, yeah.
Yeah, okay. They want to start the world again. They want to say whatever to upset us. But, you know, when the Sam, you know, had the bath folder, which they hardly ever don't. They Sam had not had one bath folder because there are so many fucking hand holders for the opposite side that makes me want to scream.
Yeah.
Candace, are you still on with us?
I guess
Candace?
Not. I guess
oh
not.
Oh, my God.
Other people, why don't you call in, too, if you want to show you?
Candace, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh.
Okay.
I have no idea what happened because I was like, okay, wait. I'm like, well, and I think what it was is that for some strange reason, I think the satellite is playing with me.
Okay.
So it's the Earth's fault. I'm joking. But no. But like I was saying, you guys pinned on it, like with the controversy, it's going to have to probably be a medical thing. It's probably either going
to
be that,
is that
they
what you
can't
think?
Carry
yeah.
I think it is because the conspiration could be this, and this is just my theory, okay? But if this theory is actually true, general hospital writers need to pay me up front. But
yes.
I think what it is, what it's going to be is that Sam will share her concerns about carrying a baby to term, okay? Let's just go down the road. I know some people don't want to go down this road, but we're going to go down this road together.
Okay.
So.
Oh, my God, Candace, before I forget, are you on Twitter? Are you following me on Twitter? Because if you're not, you have to because.
No, I think so. If not, then we need to Twitter. We need to become Twitter buddies.
Yeah.
Yes. That's. Oh, yeah, Mike, if you have a Twitter, please. Twitter us away.
All right, I will.
Okay. So we're going to all be Twitter buddies.
Yeah,
let's
go.
Okay. So let's say that Sam shares her concerns with Liz, okay? This is where Rebecca and Kelly can finally, all fan bases, we come together for this. But Sam talks to Liz about her concerns about having a child and maybe miscarrying or not, you know, carrying the baby to term, whatever. And Liz offers to carry their child for them. This is where the controversy will begin. Now, it could be, you know, a story that will definitely bring the liaison fans closer, you know, to that reunion, like, you know, having Jason and Liz bond over this unborn child and leave Sam out in the cold feeling like, you know, she's not a part of it. It's, you know, it's going to be one of those emotional storylines where you have to maybe pick sides. Do you agree with Sam's opinion about this? Do you believe that Liz had a right to do it? Do you believe? I think that's where the controversy could be.
Yeah.
Like, you know, having somebody having another woman, your boyfriend's ex, baby mama, whatever, carry the child to term. Maybe Jason wouldn't agree to it. Maybe, you know, like Sam could be like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, that'd be great. Like, let me talk to Jason. And Jason has his concerns about it. Liz has her concerns. And this is where you have Lucky. Maybe Lucky will have, like, even though he's not really in the moment, you know, with that. But he might share his concerns because of how it's going to affect the kids. Then, you know, you have the whole Jake thing. So it would kind of be like a controversial storyline, like, it wouldn't have to be a big medical, like, drama or sex scandal type or anything like that. It could be something that's real, that is really going on in the world right now. Like, you know, a woman
but what about
can't.
This?
Yes. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. So,
let's go down the road.
All right. So, considering that this is Franz we're talking about, okay? And, like, he's pro Sam. Let's just think of it this way, because we have to prepare for the work.
Okay, yeah, we did, don't we?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, so what if he has it to where, okay, that Liz is going to carry Sam and Jason's baby, right?
Oh, okay.
But in the end, it turns out that Elizabeth used her egg instead. So she's having Jason's second child.
Yes.
Okay, this is not Bold and the Beautiful. I'm going to say that right now. And this is not all my children. And I can say this, that as an avid viewer of General Hospital who stopped watching when Jeannie Francis left, the first time, and when Chad Brandon was, when Xander was shot, and all this, and been through all these ups and downs with all these soaps, I'm hoping to dear God that Brian Franz don't do it. Because that's it sounds like it's going to be like a good, it would be like the ultimate, like slap in the face to the Jason Sam fans. But at the same time, you have to also think about this. Yeah, it's like, what else could they do? They have done the missing baby, switching baby storyline and the donating eggs thing. But if General Hospital, so-called, they said that in 2011, somebody had put it on Twitter that General Hospital, somebody, a representative from General Hospital, whatever, said that they want to make this year a year where emotions come out to play.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, if they do that, then I'm going to be shocked. But this, like, the storyline that I, you know, the idea that I just said, that would bring out so many emotions, and you would actually get decent acting, like shooting on Good Friday or Memorial Day or Mother's Day, God help me, but, like, real solid acting, realistic acting from Kelly, Steve, Becky, whoever else is in the storyline. And it wouldn't be like the ultimate, like, Days of Our Lives, Bold and Beautiful shocker, like, it's a little
that's
in there.
I honestly don't think General Hospital knows
because
how to write
Franz,
like that, but, you know, they're
like,
writing, you know, well.
I mean, if Helena switches the eggs, but other than that, I would see that for another couple. Like, if Robin, Patrick, and Lisa. That storyline
yeah,
for
exactly,
them.
Exactly.
That would have worked.
And it's totally out of Liz's character. It's totally out of Liz's character.
Yeah, for Liz. And, I mean, let's not forget, Liz has done something like this before with Courtney and Jax.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she did it out of, you know, she put her hand aside for Courtney, who went on to be with Jason, and all that. You know, all that history with them, and she put it past because it's like, in the end, who is happy?
All right.
Jason. Jason will probably be happy. Sam would be happy, and Liz will feel fulfilled. Like, she's done something right in the last couple of months. In the last couple of months, she hasn't done the right thing.
Right.
Well, it depends on who you ask, but...
You know what? If we are going to criticize Liz for sleeping with Nick, why don't we criticize every other person for sleeping with their brother?
That's
the worst thing that Liz has done in the last couple of years? Okay, I can live with that.
That's why the writing sucks on this show. They've so made Liz out of character, Jason's out of character. You know, and I can't stand to watch these couples that I've been watching for 20 years, or Jason 20 years. I don't know, Liz, I've been watching ever since she came on, but it's just terrible how they think we've forgotten the history of these people. I miss the romance and the continuity and family. That's what's missing.
Ron doesn't care. He like, look, y'all gonna like what I put out there.
God, I know. Isn't that what he said? Was it Franz that said in an article that he's going to force us to, going to train us to watch?
Sorry, train us.
We're not dogs. We're not dogs, man.
We're human beings.
Or something, you could force us.
Jason Sam were originally supposed to be in the... Baby switching thing.
But they had to say that
because of the backlash on killing Michael. Michael killing Adrian.
So maybe they're going to bring that, maybe they will bring that story back up, huh?
What story? Sorry.
It wasn't going to be Jackson Courtney, it was going to be Jason and Sam with the surrogacy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah,
forgot,
so now
yeah.
maybe, though,
that, yeah.
oh, but I don't know. I'm just afraid. I don't
yeah,
want to,
I'm just
you
saying,
know,
like, you know, to prepare for the worst, I'm already thinking pessimistically, like, I could already see if Franz really hates the character Liz and he's trying to, like, just damage her
okay.
to the gods,
then I can just see him doing something crazy like that. And that'll make people like, you know, I hate Liz.
And the thing is, everyone is forgetting is Fonz is in such mode of mess, hot mess with the ratings, okay? The ratings for Jason and Liz were huge after 2 years.
Well,
and then, you know,
people wouldn't know that Liz is carrying actually Jason and his child. And they'll be all like, oh, you know, happy for Jason, bullshit.
Oh, yeah,
and
Bobby
comes
goes,
out in the
what
end,
did Mike
like,
say? Now, Liz is purposely going to switch the eggs. No, no, that's Mike's little theory. We all are throwing theories out tonight. You know, I just hope
maybe somebody's spot on with their theory. Who knows, you know? We should all... Maybe one of them will come true.
Because I'm just thinking controversy. I keep repeating.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It has to be something big.
That's what I'm thinking, too, because Steve Burton did say some people will be upset and some people will be happy. And
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and that's the only thing I can think of is, you know, the Jason fans will be happy that there will be a baby. But
yeah.
For the Liaison fans, Liz is going to carry the baby. Like, that's the only thing I can actually think of unless, I mean,
basically, it's going to be Sam's baby, though, right? Liz is only going to be the carrier. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so that wouldn't make me happy.
That's the only thing I can think of. I mean, as much as people don't want Jason and Sam to have a baby.
Oh, God, I don't want to have a baby. I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's just so many pros and cons. And with the Liaison fans, I know there's a lot of pros and cons about this upcoming storyline as well. And it's so, like, it hurts to talk. Like, it's to say some, like, give us some, like, little tiny hit. I think I might actually Twitter him tonight and find out, then, of course, I'll share that information, but I doubt it. But I doubt that he's going to actually... You know,
and the sad thing is the information that's said on shows, it gets so spinned around to like a rumor, and then the rumor people believe it, or you know, like say maybe this theory is going to go on Twitter and everybody's going to start believing it or something.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God.
Like, and what did Richard, he said on his show, Richard said that people are going to have to apologize. A fan base is going to have to apologize.
Oh, God, do not get me started on that.
He wasn't specific. His tweet was not specific as to
To
make it clear, I was taking it as, oh, a fan base is going to have to apologize to another fan base or whatever. But he meant the Sammer or whoever it was going to have to apologize to him because I guess a few months ago he commented on the rumors that he thinks that they're going to have a baby. Jason and Sam will have a baby, but they're like, oh, no, they can't have a baby, blah, blah, blah. And they were, like, really attacking him for it. And then he said, oh, well, see, now people are going to have to apologize to me because wasn't I right? They're having a baby, so you know who you are. You need to apologize or something. And I thought, you know, he didn't make it clear on his Twitter what he meant.
You know what? I'm sorry, but I used to love Games of Magazine. I will look forward to now. I get them. If I do, and I want to throw up after I read them. But the thing is, what they spoil, hardly ever comes true. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but you have some magazine people who are not liaison friendly, but they will kid JTM ass to the point it's sickening.
Sorry. I'm laughing in the chat.
Yeah. So what are the Sammers are going to have to apologize to him when they blow up after having a double spawn? You know, there's got to be something that happened.
Baby, I'm sorry. I was watching a V from a long time ago. I have the V on tape, and I was watching the alien baby came out of the stomach of the girl, and I'm just thinking that maybe Sam could have an alien baby or something. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm just delusional now. I'm totally delusional. Well, Jason's a pod. He's like a pod. He's like an alien to me, Jason. So maybe maybe this isn't Jason. No, I'm kidding. I'm just like totally just delirious now with this show.
Oh God, like, this guy's so dumb.
You know, this
is
an argument with a friend on General Hospital. It's making, if the writers and the powers that be intended to make you have fights with people off screen for the show, they've totally did their job right, because, you know, you can't have a nice debate about General Hospital. You know, when you're talking to friends, say on the phone or at work, it turns into a big argument, you know, and it's like, okay, we're just going to have to learn to disagree, whether however that saying goes.
I don't know. Like, it's always so funny, like, with ABC soaps. Like, I think out of all the three networks, ABC soaps create the most, you know, drama between.
I agree with you.
And it's like, I know at work, because I work in a daycare, me and this one girl, we always talk about, like, with all my children, like, who do you think Ron should be with? And I'm like, dude, I don't even like Ron anymore. I said, if I had to really choose, though, I would have to be with somebody other than Greenlee and Kendall. Like, and it would be like, well, who do you think Kendall should be with next? I don't care. Like, and then it's like, with the main subject that will get me is the Luke and Laura versus the Luke and Tracy.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I personally, like I said, I grew up watching these subs. I was in my mommy's tummy when Luke and Laura got married.
You know what? That's the only couple that's ever brought in the highest ratings ever on a soap opera for that wedding alone. That one couple can make a difference on a soap opera because they proved right, you know, back in those days.
There was a writer's change that the shift of that show happened when they had Luke and Laura divorced. And not only that, but for the writers to have done this part, I'm really, like, trying to figure this out. During Luke and Laura's marriage, how could Luke sleep with Holly to create Ethan?
I know, huh, really.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
I was really pissed off with that, too. I know.
I said, for the love of you know, like, a general, like, if I'm really going to channel the General Hospitalness, I guess the writers was like, okay, everybody's even now. You know, Laura has Nicholas with a Cassidy, and Luke has a child with Holly, but they have two kids together, and it's like, okay, you know, you have Nicholas is a Cassidy, true and true. Ethan is Luke, true and true. Lulu is Laura, you know, true and true. And then you have Lucky, who's a mixture of both his parents. I'm waiting for somebody else to come out and say they had a kid with Luke or Laura, and if they say it's, you know, I'm just going to say it, like, Anna. If Anna comes out and say it, I'm going to be like, you know what, screw the show. I'm done. Like, I don't know.
Laura had a pal, Robert.
You know, though, I thought, weren't they kind of like, it was almost where it was going to be Robert's son with Holly, that, I thought they were toying with that, too. Ethan would have been Robert's son.
I think so, too.
I would have loved for Robin to have a brother, you know. Robin, and that would have been a good brother and sister thing relationship, you know.
You know, exactly.
Let's not forget, Robin has a cousin that was in Top Valley, and they never. I'm still waiting for the day for them to say something about that. Like,
I know.
On General Hospital, and like they can start like a family reunion or something. It never seems to amaze me how ABC really just drops the ball on things. Like,
I know.
Thing
they dropped the ball at, like something recent. It was like, you know what, Pharrell Jackson.
Yeah.
He could have been Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
He could have been Elizabeth and Steven's cousin. That could have brought
Wait,
who family.
Are you talking about again, Mike?
Terrell.
Terrell, the new doctor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Instead of
making him a new character, they could have brought on another family member.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
Weber Hardy's family. He could have been, and he was like,
part of the starting family that created the
yes.
General Hospital in the first place.
Yeah. You know, that's what I'm really sick of. Instead of bringing new characters on a show, why don't they bring back, like you said, their son, Tom and it's funny.
Simone.
Yeah, their son onto the show. You know, or bring back a Serena or some, you know, Lucy or no, Dominique and Scotty's daughter, you know, or something. Instead of bringing in totally new characters, which is a waste of time, like Lisa, for one, you know, bring back characters that we grew up with. You
know
what I mean? They're wasting their time. They're killing off the cues, and they're bringing in characters that don't need to be there.
Right. And they're still casting
yes.
new people.
Like, Maya, I mean, the addition of Maya, she's a Quartermain. Now, I mean, they could have written her better. They could have, you know, I mean, and they were talking about bringing in her sister Zoe or something.
Right.
I wouldn't mind Zoe and a Michael thing, or they were talking about that too. That was being passed around, having a Zoe and Michael kind of a relate. Now that, because I'm not an Abby and Michael fan, I wouldn't mind that now, Zoe, bring in Zoe or something, you know.
I don't like Maya and Ethan.
I like the character, but they need to really develop her character a little bit more. You know, you know, they just threw her in there. And it's like, come on, develop these characters more to where we really love them. I mean, they just threw Maya and Ethan together, which I love Maya. I mean, Christine and Ethan. I'm hoping that they go somewhere with them.
Yeah.
But I can't buy the Maya and Ethan thing. You know, I don't know. They just throw them together, plot points and stuff. You know?
I don't know. I kind of like them together.
You?
But. I guess because we haven't really seen a young, fresh. When I say fresh, I mean characters that we're still learning about.
Yeah.
You know, we learned that, you know, Maya had a boyfriend who lived for danger, and she saw that in Ethan, and she's afraid.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ethan, you know, I'm still waiting for like, something else to come out about Ethan. I don't know what.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it has to be more to the story, but there are fresh couples.
You know what it is?
What is it, Mike?
It's not going to be Luke. He's going to be Robert. It's going to be Robin's brother.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But didn't there a blood test on Luke and Ethan? Blood tests on soaps doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they did.
You know what I want them to do? I want them to redo Ethan's test, and I bet you any money he's Sonny's kid.
He needs another kid. Okay.
Sonny's kid.
Like, Sonny needs another. Oh, maybe they could undo Dante as his kid and make it, yeah.
No, I still want Dante to be Sonny's kid.
Oh, you still want Dante? Okay, well, like, Sonny needs more. You know the sad thing is that they bash women. They bash Liz for having multiple babies and with multiple men, but they don't bash Sonny for having.
Oh yes, they do. Oh yes, they do. There's a small fan base, and like with Alexis, the only reason they had one for her too. But the thing is, and I had to really do research on this. They're like, well, Alexis wasn't married to none of the guys that, you know, when she was sleeping around with. Like, when Elizabeth had not, you know, I'm going to say this. When Elizabeth was married to Rick and she slept with Xander, that was so wrong. But it was so right in my book.
Yeah.
It was so right in my book.
Okay, I wasn't really watching back then. So, what, Liz was married to Rick when she slept with Xander and got pregnant with Cameron?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Go on YouTube. Or you know, Facebook me, Twitter me. I will put the freaking video up. It was the hottest Halloween episode ever.
Really?
Okay, that's
it. Because I was on and off back in those days with General Hospital. I was on to Channel 2 or 4 or something.
I'm going to just say, I was a huge Xander and Emily fan, and then I was a Xander and Carly fan, and then I was a Xander and Faith fan. And then, I went through a whole Xander thing. I like Xander's shirt to us.
Did you like the fact that Cameron turned out to be Xander's, or were you hoping it was going to be Rick's, or what?
I was happy that Xander had a kid.
Yeah, I kind of went
to
do.
To me, this is how I feel. I felt like I just didn't think Liz and Rick should have even had kids together. Like that, it was a cute couple. Lyric was a cute couple. I liked them too, but
yeah.
I just didn't see them having. That's like saying, well, I did say this once. That's just like having Liz and Sunny have kids. It doesn't make any sense.
I wanted them to have a child together.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted Rick and Liz to have a child together.
Weren't they pregnant? Weren't they?
You
know,
yeah, they were, but they had a miscarriage.
Had a miscarriage,
and,
right?
And Rick blamed Sunny, but it wasn't Sunny. It was Faith Vasco that pushed Liz down.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The stairs or something,
yeah. And, you know, the best moment when Rick kidnapped Carly and put her in that room, and then it opened and Liz saw, turned around, and she totally.
I know. I'm like,
I was like, now she really opens her eyes to who Rick really was, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, that was hands down the good moment. Like
I know,
like
and the way they made it, the way they directed that scene, it's like it opens up and then. You know,
yeah.
She turns around and there was Carly, and then she collapsed. But Rick tried to kill Liz, didn't he?
And
yeah.
they kept
killer,
it
right?
under wraps. They kept it under wraps because they said, "Oh, go ahead."
By the way, we are having a lot of people in chat room, so please give me your feedback on if I should have a Saturday show from now on, like every week or every like you know 2 weeks or what, because. You know, we have been good. We've been flowing. You know, I want to have it so dedicated to what Candace with me, to what did you want me to call it, Candace?
Like a morning period for those who still are at loss with the astral turns downlight ending. You were still talking about
I was so upset.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
As the world turns. I was really, I didn't like how the, I love Guiding Lights ending because. Or am I getting confused? Guiding Light brought in, like, almost the whole cast together. And
Yeah, they
did.
Did
you really like the ending?
What was that? You liked the ending of As the World Turns or no?
If you were to me, I would believe Guiding Light and As the World Turns. I'm going to say that. With the Guiding Light ending, I had mixed feelings about it.
Did you?
Like,
okay.
I was happy that Reva and Josh got together, but of course that was the typical way to end the show, have your super couple get together.
Yeah.
I was still mixed because they never brought up the Jeffrey situation.
I know. That's one thing. Okay, yeah. I could agree with that,
and
too.
The whole Dinah and Mallet thing, like, I understand Gina was already gone. You know, she was already in negotiations with One Life. But to me, I just didn't feel any closure with that storyline. And I just had so many, like...
I guess that's true. I just like the fact that they brought in, the whole cast. I don't know. I guess I didn't think about those little things either. You know, the
Dylan and Bridget back. I mean, with Dylan and Bridget, but I wanted more. Like, I was so glad that the writers took their time and remember, like, okay... Characters that we know that these fans have been wanting to see for a long time, like Fletcher Reed and Noah Chamberlain and Dylan and Bridget. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And finally, you know, Jonathan and Sarah are back in Springfield, so Lizzie can be with her child. I was happy about that, but I guess I wanted more. As a greedy fan, I wanted more. Like, oh, my God, they killed Ellis Baldwin. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, where's Ellen Michael?
I know.
You know?
I was not expecting them to kill him off. I was not expecting that. That was so sad. Even though he was an evil person, but you know, you grew to love the character. But to kill him off, I didn't think they needed to do that, though. I don't know.
I mean,
maybe they did it to save. To save Philip, though, right? He died to save Philip. Basically, if I wrote it like that, for him to save Philip or something.
Well, then again, you know, always go to terms with Dr. Rick Bauer not knowing what the heck he does. How did he even become a doctor? But, and with the Astral Turns ending, I felt like everything was rushed.
I think, yeah, oh, you, me agree on that. I so did too. It was so rushed. It really was. I wasn't I understand people's views on how they ended, where they killed off Reed. But I wasn't a Luke and Reed. So I loved Luke and Noah, and I was, you know, so I was kind of upset how they ended them, Luke and Noah. I don't know.
You should have had some closure with Luke and Noah. Like, as a Luke and Noah fan to another, do you think that that even when Noah was still on the show, when Jake was still on the show, do you feel like you got closure or no?
No,
like
I do not feel like I got any closure. It's like this Reed person came on, all of a sudden, everybody forgot about Noah. It's like he was an afterthought, in my opinion, of the show. It's like Noah was thrown under the bus for Reed, and there was not any closure. I didn't feel there was any closure between Luke and Noah. You know, I don't know. I mean, they said their goodbyes to each other, but that's all we got after this great love story of the two. Of these two people, and I became a Luke and Noah fan after watching them on YouTube. There's a special YouTube page of the whole story of Luke and Noah, and I with the gay storylines, I don't normally watch them, but they wrote it like a love story. You forget that they're a gay couple, and you just fall in love with them. You fell in love with them.
Right.
I did, you know, and knowing what was going to happen at the, because when I was watching the beginning of the story, knowing what happened to them, I was like, oh God, I don't think I want to watch how they ended this couple, you know, and everything. But I just couldn't get on the Luke and Reed bus because I was a strong fan of Luke and Noah, you know. I mean, maybe if they would have ended Luke and Noah in a better light, then I probably would have. But I guess they're comparing that Luke and Noah was like a puppy love thing, and then it was a more adult relationship with the Reed story. But do you like that they killed Reed off? Did you think that was...
I personally, I'm going to say this. I like the character Reed.
Yeah, I like the character.
You know what? When they brought Reed on the show, and this is where I think Ezra Turns did not know what to do. This is one of those situations you bring a character on, okay, you tie him into a storyline, but there has to be a motive or something like that. I always thought that with the whole Chris and Reed rivalry, okay, at the hospital, it reminded me of Bob and John. I thought Reed was going to be John Dixon's other son or John Dixon's grandson.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
The ending, because they killed off the Reed, but because Chris was part of the state, he was a staple of the show because he was Bob and Kim's, you know, son. So the way they wrote that part of it, because that was part of the whole As the World Turns, you know what I mean? Because it was their son, and so I don't know. Somebody said it better once before, but they couldn't really kill off Chris because he's part of the show, As the World Turns, you know? So, I don't know. At first, I liked Reed and Katie at first, but then when it was found out that Reed was gay, you know, so I was like, oh my gosh, not Reading. We don't get Reed and Katie then.
Yeah.
You know what I was really upset about? I was a big Katie and Simon fan. When Simon came back the last time, I don't know. I just wish Katie would have went with him or something. I wish they could have brought Simon back and put him with Katie, and they could have ended that couple, that story there. Because I was a big Katie and Simon fan, and I think I kind of left the show when Simon left and went back to some other soap opera or whatever. I was one of those people that would watch different soaps. If I didn't like what was happening on one soap, I'd tune to another. But I can't very well do that right now, can I, with General Hospital? I can't very well go to Channel 2 because there's nothing to go to.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
We lost Mike.
We lost
Mike and Candace.
Are we by ourselves? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my God, now I don't even know what Candace's name is on Twitter.
Oh.
Oh my Candace, call back in.
Where'd you guys go to? I was talking to myself then. Oh, maybe not. It was Carly. I thought, yeah, okay.
Okay, people. My
Audrey, why have you called in tonight?
We need you.
Hey, Dallas.
Oh, God.
What happened?
I don't know what happened there.
All the guests left.
What?
A lot of guests left already. Maybe there was one, so a lot of people, and then there's not.
Oh my God! Okay, my Candace, come back in. Son of a bitch.
Okay. Oh, you don't want to be on the phone with me, I guess. Okay, bye. I'll leave you too. Goodbye.
Okay, and you know why?
Goodbye, people. Goodbye, people. She doesn't want me on the phone. Okay, I'm going to leave now. Bye.
You know what? You're all crazy. Come on, someone call in. Oh, God. Why? I can't believe that happened.
Hello? Hello? Okay.
Audrey, Taiwan Bond, call in. Someone call in. That'll be a nice fuck.
Well, let's just, okay, somebody in chat room, ask us anything. I mean, what do you want us to talk about? Want to go back to General Hospital and how it sucks? Then we could very well do that. General Hospital sucks.
Yeah.
We could talk to him like 24/7. That's, you know, that's not a problem.
I will. You know, because we...
With friends. It's when you talk General Hospital with friends is a problem. You know, it can't be General Hospital in general now, because we're just going to have to, how that saying goes, learn. How does that saying go? Disagree to disagree or something. I never could even remember.
Audrey, love me, call me.
Audrey goes, soaps should not do gay stories until they have the guts to really go all the way. Yeah, Audrey, I kind of agree with that, because even though The Guiding Light was a really good gay storyline with Luke and Noah, they ended it terribly. They didn't go full force with it. You know, or whatever, right? Am I wrong here, or whatever? I mean, they started it good, and it was a really good story up until they ended it. They could have made Luke and Noah into an adult, really good adult story line instead of throwing them, in my opinion, throwing them under the bus for Reed. You know.
I agree. I totally agree.
Don't know how to call in through laptop. Hey, well, is that you then that was on the phone? Is that you? Is that your ID? Are you using name in there?
Who?
Is that you that was on the phone as taught?
Don't know how to call through a laptop.
Do you want the...
Okay. Candace, I'm seeing Candace is on
Candace,
Facebook.
That's you in the chat room then, right? Is that your name in the cat in the chat room then?
I don't... what was I?
Oh.
Okay.
You know,
I'm seeing if
they're not showing how many minutes we have on here.
What?
It says on live now remaining. It doesn't say how many minutes. Oh, it doesn't say how many minutes remaining.
Are you?
Oh my God! Why are we the only two on the phone? Yeah, somebody.
I know.
Call.
I'm.
Audrey,
I love you. Audrey, don't be shy. This is not the time to be shy.
Clayton. Hey, somebody, call in, please. We want you to call in. We need help. Help us.
We need
help. Oh, she's trying now. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad we could amuse you, Dallas, in there.
Oh, Madison.
We're
gonna die for that. Just kidding. I'm gonna kill my Dallas. Now you're making me wonder.
Want to do what? I'm not making you want to do anything. What am I making you want to do?
Oh, my gosh. You know why no one can call back in?
Why?
Because they are saying the show ended. But it wasn't supposed to.
It says on live now still remaining, but doesn't say the minutes. You're kidding me. Are you guys can hear us, right? We're on.
Wait, can you guys hear us?
Can you guys
hear
us?
Yes, type yes. Oh, God. Okay, stop laughing, big sis.
Fuck you, little sis.
Oh,
did I just talk?
Yes, you did.
Okay. You know what? I don't like you anymore. I think I'm not gonna be your co-host anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You.
At all.
Okay. Dallas, can you hear us?
Okay, Dallas. Hi.
Dallas.
We're desperate. We're desperate now, as you can tell. We're so desperate. Okay. Somebody talk in the chat room. What do you want us to talk about? What do you want to talk about? Somebody type, please.
This is funny. Okay.
Hey. Well, maybe that was a sign to quit the show right now. No, I'm kidding. Well, we're still on air, so.
Well, even though when you call Blog Talk, it says we aren't.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, what happened? Everybody's gone now. Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
Oh. What are you typing? I can hear you typing away. What are you typing?
Oh, someone just Facebook me really quick. I was just typing. Okay, did we lose everyone? No. Okay, Audrey. Audrey left the room. Okay. Dallas is still in here. So, what...
It says it kicked me out, and I tried to call, and it said no shows are scheduled for tonight. I can't hear you anymore.
Oh my gosh. Blog Talk. Okay.
Oh, yeah, in 90 seconds we will be.
Good night. And... that stack could not even finish the show.
Who are you talking to?
No, I'm in the chat room.
Well, Candace got disconnected.
Hi. Okay, well, little sis, I guess we'll just call it a night then, okay, with the since nobody's on here and it's, nobody can call
well,
in and hear
true.
Us.
Well, true, and, okay, call me Homo Saturday, so I think we will, Audrey. Okay, so, yeah, night, guys.
Night, bye. Bye.
Bye.